Namaste, namaha. Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care with myself, Geraldine Hardy. So today I'd like to speak to you about boundaries. We went through relationships last week. Now, setting our boundaries is a key component for ourselves to stay within peace and also, again, a tool for self-love. How many times do you find yourself being in situations where you don't want to be in because you're just doing this out of a favor or because people expect this from you and you just feel like it's fine to say yes and you do it? Yet again, you know exactly deep down inside and it feels not very comfortable and it is in your leisure time, you still say yes to it. Instead of just saying, okay, no, I'm going to stay in today, tonight, I'm going to take it easy tonight, or I just feel like not doing this particular thing. And this is derived from a very, very deep notion of a trauma that most likely we have experienced in our childhood, where we just feel like we need to overgive and please other people in order to feel being good enough and worth it, so that we are seen and acknowledged. And we mainly do this because of actions, what we do, rather than actually just being enough. Now, setting boundaries is such a key component, especially in our professional lives. If we are not able to set our boundaries and be able to say no in a diplomatic way and express this know that it's very clear why, you know, we have these boundaries and we set these boundaries, then we only are enabling people to have these expectations from us that we always have to perform this way, or we have to commit to certain things all this way, or we have to deliver constantly in a certain highest level. We are enabling it. This is the key component, taking responsibility for oneself again. And not just saying like, oh, I'm a victim, it's his fault, he's taking too much from me. Like, no, you have enabled this person to take that from you. So this is very important that we again have to step into our power and understand that we have the choice to say yes or no. And it is absolutely uncomfortable to say no many times if you're already used to being a people pleaser and overgiver, because you want to be liked, you want to be accepted, you want to be seen, you want to be acknowledged, you want gratitude from this other person, instead of actually just saying to yourself, hey, you know what, I'm good as enough as I am. That does not require me that I have to go above and beyond, out of my comfort zone or out of my boundaries that I hold for myself. And this is really important because you're teaching and educating the other person to care for your needs also. This is part of your self-care because you're educating and training this person how to have respect for you and what is okay for you and what is not. So just be aware, taking this responsibility back. And accountability. It is very easy to find yourself as a self, victimizing yourself. It's very easy. And listen, that happens to all of us. But at the end of the day, we have enabled that behavior. We have enabled that expectations from us. We have enabled exactly this kind of situation to be repeated again and again and again. And then it's even harder for us to get out of the situation, and we tend to explode, and we tend to be mentally and emotionally not grounded, not centered, and we start acting out, reacting and having fights, and this can end up in drama. So there's a ripple effect again, as you can imagine. And this is the same for your business partners you choose, for instance. For those of you who are entrepreneurs, I always say, if you choose a business partner, choose this person wisely to understand where he or she are, where they are at their own self-development. If they are still under so much pressure through their traumas that they are so conditioned and programmed. Now, for instance, I had a business partner who could not say no. And she would do anything and everything for this client, lie, not stay in integrity, cheat, and not be transparent, just for the sake of being accepted by this client and maybe get paid. Eventually, it ends up in a really bad way. You don't get paid, you don't stay aligned in integrity, and you burn your bridges with other businesses as well as colleagues and friends. And I always said to her, what you have not been able to heal within yourself, meaning not being able to set boundaries healthily, then this means I'm the one who gets dragged into it too, and I cannot set these boundaries for you. I can only set my own boundaries. But this means if you say yes to something and you commit to it, me as a business partner, I have to oblige to these expectations. So which means if you work for free, this means it's expected from me to do it too, which no, this is a big boundary. Working for free or not being valued for your time, energy and effort is not reciprocity and a balanced outcome of giving and taking. Money is a form of energy. For all of those who are spiritual out there, wake up call. Just because you're spiritual doesn't mean that you should not earn money, that you should not be able to survive in the 3D. This is bonkers. It is important to understand that even if you are sometimes between 5D and 3D, we have to survive on this planet and we have to put the food on the table. And your time, energy, and effort is also, there's reciprocity and should be valued, which means in form of money. So setting your boundaries. Please check this week if you can try to communicate setting your boundaries and connect within yourself. Follow your intuition, understand what your heart speaks, whether this is really fully okay with you to do it or not. Namaste, namaha.